today's news.
Hello, welcome to Old News. Stories of today, through the papers of yesterday. Sex education. Not been far from the news of late. Been a bit of a fuss going on, and the education minister, only in this last few days, has told Manx Radio she doesn't know when the second part of a report looking at how sex education is taught in the island schools will be released. Julie Edge's department has published a one-page executive summary of the investigation into how the curriculum is being taught. The summary highlights needs for improved communication and specialist teachers and a different organisational structure, but says the contents of the curriculum are age-appropriate, all of which made me go delving back into the papers of yore to see, has sex education been in the papers? Of course it has, yes, going back quite a long time. This one caught my eye. Not directly sex education, but I suppose it's how you could have obtained sex education for your children back in the day. The day being 1852, Thursday, October the 14th, 1852 to be exact, an advert in the Isle of Man Weekly Advertising Circular. Education. A gentleman accustomed to tuition is willing to devote a portion of his time to the education of a private family or select class. His course includes the usual branches of instruction, etc. I take it sex education might fall into that. A good opportunity is offered to adults of either sex whose education may have hitherto been neglected. Apply at the office of this paper. Skipping forward 50, 60, oh, almost 100 years, actually, to January the 31st, 1947, in the Ramsey Courier. I rather like this juxtaposition of events, fixtures and coming events. The 4th of February, Ramsey Ladies Cushig Choir Whist Drive at St Olaf's Schoolroom. The 6th of February, the RGSOS Dramatic Society presentation of Tony Draws a Horse. And on the 7th of February, and 8th, and 9th, a conference on sex education at Ballacamine School in Douglas. On the 13th, you could go to a whist drive in Balaf. Now, talking of sexual education lectures, in the Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, January the 31st of 1947, an article which starts, "The ever-present problem of sex education is to have a prominent place in the island's life next week when a series of lectures has been arranged in the Ballacamine schools, hitherto advertised. The lecturer is a lady well qualified, Mrs. Elsie Vincent, BSc, PhD, official lecturer for the Church of England Moral Welfare Council in four dioceses in Yorkshire. Mrs. Vincent has two children and is a first-class lecturer." She knows all about sex, then. "The lectures are being held by the United Council of Christian Welfare in conjunction with the Education Authority and are for parents, teachers and youth leaders. All interested are invited to one or more of the sessions. In the course of her talks, Mrs. Vincent will touch on sex education in schools, the problems of childhood and adolescence, and with a knowledge on these subjects which is second to none, can be relied upon to prove both entertaining and highly instructive." The Ramsey Courier of Friday, February the 14th, 1947, also covers this story. "Considerable interest was taken last weekend in the conference in sex education held in Douglas. The lecturer, as we've heard, Mrs. Elsie Vincent, BSc, PhD, who is official speaker for moral welfare in the four dioceses, as we've heard. On Saturday, Mrs. Vincent spoke to around 80 teachers, including several from Ramsey, and in the afternoon she addressed a parents' session on problems of childhood. Mrs. Vincent stressed that sex education could only be given by cooperation between home and school." Is this ringing bells with the current situation, I wonder? "And it was better for children to learn the subject from parents or teacher instead of through obscenity." In 1949, it seems the issue of sex education wasn't so much of a problem on the Isle of Man, because there wasn't any. The Isle of Man Times, Saturday, February the 19th of 1949, has a short column which states, "The storm which has broken in England over the question of whether sex education should be part of every school curriculum has so far left the Isle of Man undisturbed. Children are not taught about sex in any school in the island, except when it crops up in the biology class in the secondary schools," which would certainly be useful to a degree. Now, speaking of obscenity and where you might pick up your sex education, I'll leave you with this, the Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, November the 11th, 1949. The school train. Under the headline, Sex Train, a Menace, Mothers, Reynolds News has published the following report from a Reynolds News correspondent in connection with the issue between Peel and the Education Authority on the question of transport of Peel children to the Douglas Secondary Schools. Mothers of Peel teenage children are up in arms about what many call the sex train. Every morning, hundreds of children aged between 11 and 15 years catch a special train which leaves Peel Railway Station to take them to school in Douglas. There is no corridor on the train and no supervision during the hour's journey. Mothers told me, "We have good reason to fear that the sex education the children get on this crowded train is doing a great deal of harm." I'll leave that with you to just what the children might have got up to on their hour's journey on the train with no corridors between Douglas and Peel. Whichever way you look at it, sex education, it seems, is old news. Cheerio.
You're gonna be yesterday's news.